It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
And it is Friday.
Yep.
It's Friday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's Friday.
Just making sure. Double check.
Dude, we've got a monstrous weekend ahead of us. I'm excited.
Oh, we do.
Coming Sunday, we'll be broadcasting live, hanging out on the campus for Harvest America.
Yeesh.
Christian Asoy is going to be here at the Mix. It's our skate park. And he's going to be rocking a skate demo, signing his book. He's going to be speaking. Your wife's going to be here.
Yep.
Playing a show, Fireflight. Greg Laurie, simulcasting from Philadelphia. It's going to be sick, man. So, plan to be here Sunday evening. It gets going at 4.
I plan to be here.
Yeah, well, not... I know.
I will plan...
I know.
I will make
the
effort.
You will be here.
I will make it happen.
Yes. Yes! So, it's Friday. Team Awesome Morning Party, and we got Sam Swan coming in this morning.
Woo! Sammy!
It is Fun Joke Friday at
Fun
some
joke
point.
Friday at some
we'll
point.
We'll let this happen, considering Mitch is, you know, she's MIA, man. She was supposed to be back a few days ago. I hope the surgery went well.
I hope she's okay.
I'm just kidding. She's off until Monday.
Oh.
So.
I was starting to get a little, I was like, wait. She was?
No, no. She comes back Monday. I did call last night just to, like, see how she was doing.
Yeah.
You know, because it'd been... Well, yeah, she had surgery in her mouth, so I was like, I'm going to wait a few days.
Right.
Because she had surgery in her mouth. So I called yesterday to see, like, you know, hey, how you doing? You cool? Mm-hmm. You coming back? When you said you're coming back?
Yeah.
And she sounded like this.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, cool. You know what? I'm sorry.
Maybe you should just wait.
Yeah. We'll talk again tomorrow. If you remember this conversation, call me and we can talk.
Poor girl.
Yeah. She's heavily medicated still, and she had teeth cut out of her mouth.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah. What?
Bless her heart.
Oh, bless her heart. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. You want to get a song request in? You want to hang out with us?
If you just want to talk on the phone so you know people can hear you on the radio.
You want to tell us a funny joke because it is Friday.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Fun Joke Friday.
Yes. Here, I'm going to write that on Facebook. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Boom! It's going down. We got a big show for you today. I'm excited. We're going to talk about the art of lost cell phones. We're going to talk about the manliest of manly things. Man movies.
Man movies.
I found a list of the top 10 manliest movies of all time.
Look what I wrote.
Boom!
I think I wrote it wrong.
We're also going to take random phone calls like this.
Yeah!
Static!
Mellow.
No, no, you don't sound happy.
I'm very happy. I'm just still a little half asleep.
Half asleep. So you wake up and you call us.
Well, I just want to hear a song. I think it'll help me out.
I was thinking about you last night. My brother called me, and he is a diehard Cowboys fan, and his wife is from San Diego.
Yes, I love her already.
She is a diehard Chargers fan, so they were packing up the car yesterday. They need me to, like, watch their dog and take care of the house. They are driving to San Diego. They have, like, 40-yard line, like, front row for the Chargers-Cowboys game this weekend.
Can I tell you, I've never been to an NFL football game.
Really?
I haven't either.
It is an
experience. Never in my life. I used to go to Padre games like crazy, though.
That's because football games are wicked expensive.
Yeah.
And since there's 162 baseball games, they're like, $5, $12.
Oh, well, hey, well, there is a good side to this. I'm going to the Aggie and FDSU game here in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's cool. Yes.
So, yeah, but other than that, can I hear some POD Beautiful?
Oh, absolutely. We'll play some POD for you. From the South Town.
All right,
town.
Man. I'll book you guys a little later.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Love you.
Later.
Pool boy from Cruces. Originally from San Diego.
Okay. That makes
sense. That's why, yes.
I get it.
He's from the area de San Diego.
I was like, why is he so happy about San Diego?
Yeah. Loves it.
But I get it now.
But he's called Pool Boy from Cruces because he's a pool boy who lives in Cruces.
Yes.
We are obviously very creative when handing out nicknames.
Right. What's my nickname?
Mateo.
I gave
you see, Matt, your name in Spanish
is Mateo.
Is Mateo.
I gave myself that nickname, Steve-O.
Right, very creative. My name in Spanish...
I think a plane just
is Steve-O.
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 Yeah,
which
right.
is how I got
it's definitely
that's,
a,
that's not true.
It's not Estevo.
Esteban.
My name in Spanish is Estevo.
Is Estevo.
Because my name is Steve-O.
Oh, man, I'm excited for today. We got a great day for you. Planned. Some fun to be had. We'll be talking movies. We will have a very special comics corner today.
Yeah.
A lot going on in the nerd world of comics.
Nerd world.
We're also preparing for our 3-day fundraiser, which is coming up Wednesday through Friday.
Oh, man.
Less than a week to go until our share-a-thon, and we need your help. So start praying about what you want to do and how you would like to be involved in Static Radio, how you'd like to help out.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away some good things.
Dude, we're non-commercial. We're listener-supported. We depend upon your monies.
You need your monies.
To help keep this station going. So if you love Team Awesome Morning Party, if we wake you up every day, consider joining us monthly. We have monthly contributors. They're called Klingons.
Yes.
Static Klingons.
Get it? Static Klingons. Speaking of that, I did laundry yesterday, and when... At some point, I went and sat on the couch, and there was so much static electricity. I felt like it was pushing me off of the couch.
You think it was the couch, or did you forget to put a dryer sheet in?
No, I don't know what it was.
Wow.
I have no idea. I always put a dryer sheet in. Always. Yeah. Always.
I don't know what to tell you.
It was funny.
So then we should just go and grab a few dryer sheets and, like, wax on, wax off the couch.
We should.
Maybe. I don't know if that works.
Okay, I'm trying to remember the jokes that Luke and Jack told.
Oh, I'm sure they'll call in.
I hope they do.
It's Fun Joke Friday. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Hashtag.
It's also 6:30, which means I'm going to hit this guy with breaking news because
okay. That's
what we do.
Let's
at 6:30. Ready?
Go.
Set.
Now.
Now?
Wait. Okay, go
here.
Now.
Set.
Go.
Get ready?
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Breaking news. It kind of reminds me of Rescue 911. That music.
Mm-hmm.
Update. NASA makes water discovery on Mars. Recent analysis of Martian surface soil samples shows that it contains about 2% water by weight. This is good news for future colonists of the Red Planet.
Yeah, it is.
According to a series of NASA papers just published in the Journal of Science, each cubic foot of the fine Martian soil contains about 2 pints of liquid water.
Wow.
That's about a quarter gallon. And that'll mean something a few decades from now when thirsty explorers start to colonize the planet.
Wow! We're colonizing Mars!
We landed on the moon!
That's insane!
That's
they found
pretty,
water!
That's pretty awesome. Pretty cool. Who knows what could happen? It's going to be a long time. It's going to be decades.
Know,
it's going to be. We'll probably be dead by the time they make it.
Man.
And it's going to be super expensive.
Right.
But it's just neat to think that they're actually like, no, when we get there, blah, blah, blah.
Remember when you were a kid and Mars was like the scary place where all aliens came from?
I have never.
Martians.
Never been a kid.
Oh.
Ever.
Okay. Are you a Martian?
Yes. And my feet are 2 pints of water combined with dirt and fishing lures.
Do you remember that creepy movie The Arrival with Charlie Sheen and their legs bent the other way?
Oh, I didn't watch that. Why would I ever...
I don't know.
Why would I ever watch that?
I used to work at a movie theater, so I watched all the crappy movies.
Do you remember that show, Clarissa Explains It All?
I never saw it, no.
But you know Melissa Joan Hart. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay, yes.
Okay. She released a new memoir in which she reveals her wild side growing up in the 90s. Weren't we all
really?
Just a little too wild in the 90s? I mean, we were wearing fuchsia and neon green. And we
remember
were
the
just,
hypercolor shirts?
We had...
They would be like green and you put your hand on it and then it turned yellow.
Ooh. Or you'd go out in the sun and it'd be like change.
Yeah, and you're like, yes, this is awesome. And then your mom would accidentally put it in the dryer and then all of a sudden it was just yellow forever.
Yeah,
you you're remember. Like, Mom! You ruined my hypercolor shirt! It was green and turned yellow, now it's yellow!
It's just yellow, Mom! Yellow, stupid.
Want this ugly shirt?
A teenager... 16-year-old Pittsburgh teen seems to have learned the opposite of the saying, honesty is the best policy.
Oh, man.
After turning in a knife that he accidentally brought to a football game, David Schaffner III was fooling around in the woods with a knife before he came into the stadium, using it to cut branches and whatnot. He made his way to the game with the knife still in his pocket, but realized his mistake and turned the knife into a security guard along with a note explaining his mistake. After learning of the situation, the school's principal kicked Schaffner out of the game and handed him a 10-day suspension.
What?
Though his intentions were noble, Schaffner's knife still put him under the broad and unforgiving zero-tolerance policies embraced by the Fox Chapel School District.
No.
So that kid accidentally brought a knife in. It sounds like that... I know I used to wander around and cut branches and stuff with knives. I really did. Because in Mississippi, that is the penultimate form of entertainment. That's all we got. Sticks. And so, him walking into that game and being like, oh no, I brought my knife.
Right.
Here you go. I'm sorry. Here's my note. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Suspended! You're out of the game!
We have got to talk about that.
Oh, poor kid. Check this out. When you eat real sugar... A little bit of dopamine is released into the brain, signaling the receptors that make us feel like we've been given a reward.
Really?
Yes. It's long been thought that when we consume artificial sweeteners, our brain doesn't process it as a reward. But now a study has confirmed just that. A study that was published in the Journal of Physiology shows that hungry mice who were given the option of sugar over artificial sweetener, even if the artificial sweetener was much sweeter than the sugar, chose the real sugar because that's the one that signals the reward feeling. So what does this mean?
That artificial sweeteners taste like cancer.
Yes. If you rely on artificial sweeteners for your sweet fix, examples, diet, anything.
Right. Anything with aspartame in it.
Fat-free, a lot of fat-free stuff.
Splendid.
Sugar-free stuff. It literally doesn't hit the spot that real sugar does, leading to not feeling satisfied, leading to overconsumption later on. That's why my grandmother used to drink like 18 Diet Cokes a day.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Diet Coke's nasty.
I can't handle it.
I can't handle anything diet or anything with like fake sugar because I can taste the fake sugar, and I'm not joking. When I was a kid, my mom scared the crap out of me.
With a centipede.
No, well, yeah.
Yeah.
With artificial sweeteners.
You know that gives you cancer.
Can you drink? I know. Do you taste? Oh, do you taste the diety taste?
That's cancer.
I'm not joking.
No, that's true, though.
And I believed it. And so I was like, I'm never drinking fake sugar.
I'm going to get a comment on Facebook from somebody who's upset about that. But anyway, anything... And this isn't just diet drinks. This is like zero drinks.
Right.
You see all those like Coke
anything
zero.
Without real sugar.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Why don't we just do this? Why don't we just say, hey, I'll eat less sugar. It's better for my teeth. And I won't get huge and obese. But I just won't eat any fake sugars.
The problem is that that causes people to have some form. Yeah. I don't know if you may have heard of it. It's called discipline.
Oh.
And most people...
Discipline,
it just kind of doesn't work. Why would I be disciplined when instead of having one Coca-Cola, I could have 12 Diet Cokes?
Right.
Because do the math. I mean, you know?
Yeah. Hey, for all you birthers out there.
Ooh, birthers,
you're
yes.
You're still around.
I don't know what we're talking about.
President Obama.
Oh, okay, right.
Has until November 18th to show his birth certificate.
Gosh.
And it says... I guess I didn't know that birthers were still around.
I did not either.
But apparently they are. Judicial Watch founder Larry Klayman wrote a call to arms this week, precipitating the overthrow of President Obama if he doesn't show us his birth certificate by November 18th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're accomplishing much.
That's really what they're... Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
What's the best way to get people to a football game? Not just normal people.
Best way to get people to the baseball game here is 50-cent hot dog night. I know, I'm just thinking, so like cheap food.
What if it was cheap beer? The 0-3 Jacksonville Jaguars are offering free beer tickets.
Oh no.
To ticket buyers in an attempt to sell out this Sunday's game.
Free beer?
Free beer and avoid a local television blackout. Most fans won't give up on a team at 0-3 with 13 games to go. The Jaguars are special, however, and offer no hope to improve the season.
Yeah, I'm a Bucks fan. We're 0-3, and I'm still like, I don't know.
Is it just Florida teams?
Here's the thing. No, because Miami is 3-0. They're playing Monday Night Football against the Saints. They're 3-0. Tannehill looks pretty good. But I was at... Sports Authority Field. It used to be Invesco, where the Broncos play.
Yeah.
We went last year, took the boys, and we got to take a tour of the stadium.
Right.
And they showed us, you know, oh, here's the press boxes. Here's all the fun areas. Here's this great. Here, let's take you to the mecca of the stadium. Here's the beer coolers. And they showed us the beer system, and it literally, like, you know what I mean? Like tubes going out to like all the stadium. And they were explaining to us how much money they make per game on beer sales.
Ridiculous.
Like, and how many gallons of beer are sold every game. I was dumbfounded.
Yeah.
It's millions of dollars.
Well, yeah.
Millions of dollars.
All you have to do is, like, you know, put your car up as collateral when you get a beer. At a football game, and then you can get two.
Well, here's the crazy thing is they're offering that up for free, which means, well, I guess it would fill the seats, so it offsets the fact that they're going to lose out on a ton of money on beer sales. But I guess if nobody's at the games, there's zero beer sales, which is interesting, because being a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, never mind. All right.
And it says that they're trying to avoid a TV blackout, too.
Wow.
So I guess everybody's just checking out on
this
team.
I feel so bad for that team. I don't think he's the solution, but at this point, why not just go circusy on it? If you're offering free beer, sign Tim Tebow.
Wow. I think that could be too controversial a turn, Steve-O.
He went to Florida. He played for the Gators. There's a gajillion Tebow fans out there.
And he said he was going to be a quarterback. He said, no, no. You might offer me a different position in this National Football League.
But I don't accept it.
But no, I'm going to be a quarterback because that's what I want to do.
And everybody said, yeah, okay, cool. And then nobody signed him.
Yeah, that's cool. See ya.
Good luck with that dream, not NFL player.
Poor dude.
Yeah.
He's pretty talented.
Yeah.
He was, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe it changed. All right. What's the most annoying coin that we use?
The dime, because it's tiny.
Come on. What's the most annoying one? Think about it.
The dime.
The penny.
The penny.
The penny
is... Well, because it's, like, worthless.
Well, here's
the
thing.
It's worth a penny.
Basically. The penny's probably the only coin that if you see it on the street...
You won't pick it up.
You won't pick it up.
That's
if it's on heads...
It's silver?
You might pick it up and be like, yeah, I got good luck. Wait, I don't want this penny. And then you throw it back down.
Inflation. Unless I see a quarter on the street, chances are I'm not picking it up.
So check this out. Pennies.
Pennies!
We're forced to use them, even though no one likes them.
Yeah.
Since the U.S. government won't phase out pennies, someone had the idea to privatize a ban on them. Check this out. It's a simple, smart idea, and it might make the goobers in Washington, D.C. take notice.
Okay.
Very simply, businesses post signs that read something like, "We've banned pennies." All sales will be rounded to the nearest nickel. So, if you get a coffee and a donut in the morning, it costs $4.97, you pay $4.95. Because
just rounded down.
It's the nearest nickel.
Oh, okay.
Seven is closer to five than it is to ten.
Yeah, I got that. But I thought you would round up.
Well,
now the
more than likely,
most
businesses would.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
But thank you for rounding down. Gosh, I would totally buy coffee at your establishment.
How great would it
be? Boom!
And then you wouldn't have to use those pennies, and then all of a sudden, the pennies would just start stacking up.
Yeah, but then when does the nickel become the next annoying coin? I'm just saying.
One day.
Let's just get rid of coins in general. Let's just dollars.
Maybe if we could just develop some kind of, like, barcode that you could put on your skin, and then you could charge. People could just scan your...
Shut up.
Wait a second. I think I've read about that somewhere. Anyway, that's your breaking news. That's it.
Coming up in just a few birthdays, you can get your birthday shout-out in. studio at mystaticradio.com. Until then, got some Chevelle for you. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Well, good morning.
It's Friday.
Hashtag fun joke Friday.
Yep.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back, babies. Hey, babies, wake up. It's fun joke Friday. It's hashtag Friday. Hashtag Friday.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to talk about right now.
Oh, okay. Well, good news. It's 6:45.
Yeah.
Means time for birthdays.
I know what to talk about.
That's right, you do.
What you want to talk about, Mr. Steve?
Day 270. Day 270. 95 days remaining in 2013.
Yes.
It's almost gone. Going to turn around and it's going to be 2020.
I like even numbers anyway, so.
Man, if it's 2020 and we're in Tokyo and I'm in the hide-and-seek game at the Olympics,
yep,
you're welcome, America. I'm going to win.
We got the Olympics this year.
Yeah.
Or next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
All right. It's rapper Lil Wayne's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How come you didn't play some of his music?
You know.
Steve, you know you've got his whole collection.
You couldn't find
your
more than 3 seconds that we could play?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
Lil Wayne. I hope he has a great day.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lil Wayne. He is 32.
I think he's like 29.
31.
You were close.
I guess Steve-O's won in the zone today.
Boom, here we go.
Yeah.
AutoZone.
How'd you get in AutoZone?
Because I was in the zone.
You're in the zone. AutoZone.
What is going on?
Sounds like a creepy car. It's phasing. It's going from my right ear to
Max
my left
Headroom.
Ear.
Meatloaf.
Oh, this is a holiday.
Celebrate a birthday.
I've got Meatloaf songs on my phone.
Hey, I watched Meatloaf on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah?
Really nice guy.
Hey, let me tell you.
And a sensitive guy.
If you ever want to read, like, a story, an incredible story of somebody in the entertainment business, you read Meatloaf's story. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, we're talking like a guy that was on top of the world, completely lost his fan base, but then was like, no, I'm not giving up. So he went from playing arenas to playing dive bars with 30 people and built his fan base back to arenas himself.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm telling you, pretty neat guy.
Yeah. And then he was in Fight Club.
He was in Fight Club.
Which we're going to talk about today. I found a list of the 10 manliest movies of all time.
Oh, yes.
Rocky.
We'll see.
Care Bears 2. Return to Caroline.
I might switch up the topic a little bit.
All right.
All right.
It's Meatloaf's birthday. But I won't
do that. 57.
62.
66. Oh! There you go.
Sometimes in the House of Heroes van, it'll be real quiet, and then somebody will just crank up Meatloaf.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You know, the first Meatloaf song I ever, I think I had the 45, was this one. No? Matt knows it. Don't be sad.
Cause 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
There you go.
Wow.
You don't know Meatloaf songs?
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, you need to grow up.
I love Meatloaf.
I don't even remember this theme song, so I'm just going to tell you.
In it. What is this? Wait. Adam's Family.
Nope. This is actually the theme from the Hardy Boys Nancy Drew Mysteries.
Nope. What?
Sean Cassidy's birthday.
I thought those were books.
Teenage Heartthrob in the 70s.
Anything.
And David Cassidy's half-brother? Step-brother?
Yeah?
Yeah, he's related to David Cassidy from the Partridge Family somehow.
David Cassidy is 62.
No, this is Sean Cassidy.
Sean Cassidy.
This is Sean Cassidy.
Sean Cassidy is 67.
Who was the guy that was Parker Stevenson? Is that his name? He was married to the gal from Cheers for years.
I don't know.
Anyway, he was in the Hardy Boys with him.
Okay. Still gonna say 62.
Okay, Matt.
Yes.
How old is he?
I said 67.
Oh, 55.
Oh, Hollywood, please don't make a Hardy Boys movie. Please
don't
do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
Oh, it could be so good.
Sounds like sports.
Kind of does. But it's not.
It's not the theme for tennis?
No, it is a theme, though.
I feel like I am running. I am running at an incredible rate.
No, do you want me to just give it away?
No, that was like...
Jerry Rude would be all about it.
Get smart. Mission Impossible. Iron Man.
Yes.
Captain Kangaroo.
It is Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday.
Hey! You should have played Coldplay. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, that's true. I could have played Coldplay.
Gwyneth Paltrow is my wife's favorite actress.
Cool. Her mom is the mom on the Ben Stiller movie where Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
That's her mom.
That's cool. Hey, what is this music from?
Iron Man 3.
Oh, this is the credits, I think.
Main theme, main titles. So, it's Gwyneth's birthday.
She is 43.
41.
And she's, one of you guys got it. She's 41.
Yeah! Aww. Yeah! Chicken!
You guys. You win.
Yes, I do. That's fine. Thank you.
Kenny G's birthday.
From L.A. Law.
Oh.
Not Harry Hamlin.
Never saw L.A. Law.
Remember Harry?
Nope.
He was in the original Clash of the Titans.
Wow. Dude with the cleft in his chin?
Yeah. This guy, though, A. Martinez, he was one of the kids in John Wayne's The Cowboys.
Shout out to Dave Martinez, my boy. One day he's going to finish my tattoo.
A. Martinez, celebrating a birthday. A. Martinez, kind of a child actor. But then A.
A, just A. Martinez?
That's right.
A. Martinez.
Yep.
Yeah, Dave's probably the coolest Martinez I know.
Yes.
How much old is this person?
I don't know.
54.
58. 65.
Ah!
65. All right.
We don't know that guy.
We don't know you.
Now, this guy's been in all kinds of movies. I think he was in The Gray Fox.
Telly Savalas.
He played a baseball coach in one movie, Steve-O. You'll probably remember.
Tom Berenger.
Rick Moranis. No.
But my favorite role was when he played the Postmaster General on Seinfeld. Wilford Brimley celebrating a birthday today.
Wilford Brimley, you should have just played the oatmeal commercial.
He was in The Firm and In and Out with
the diabetes guy.
Yeah. Diabetes.
Yes. Cocoon. Diabetes. He was in Cocoon. Wilford Brimley celebrating a birthday today.
I'm Wilford Brimley. If you're mad at your diabetes, call his number.
Yeah.
Gosh. 79. 80.
Wilford Brimley turned 79 today.
Whoa! Yeah! Woo! Discount double day.
Yeah! Woo!
You got Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday and I got Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So anyways.
Alrighty. From the Mindy Project.
Mindy
Kaling.
Yes.
True Blood.
Not Mindy.
No.
And The Help.
No. I've never seen any of that.
Anna Camp.
The Help is great.
I've never seen it.
I don't know who that is.
It's a blonde lady.
She was in that show True Blood?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Man, I'll watch Vampire. She's in the Mindy Project?
I have a friend named Victor who is a vampire.
Yeah, Victor the vampire.
He's kind of turned me off to vampire shit.
Yeah.
He's really annoying.
She is obviously 37.
33.
31.
Oh, man. Sorry, you. Wow. I don't even remember her name anymore.
You guys just made her seem older.
I don't know who that is.
Well, maybe you need to.
Never seen.
I really like my shoes. Avril Lavigne?
Yep.
Wow, dude. Wow.
You know Avril Lavigne.
Yes, I do. You know who she's married to?
Yeah, Nickelback.
Chad Kroeger.
Oh, maybe I should have played Nickelback.
No, you should. Whoa, whoa. There is never an excuse for that. Ever. Ever.
Oh, man.
Avril Lavigne.
It's Avril's birthday. And she still has attitude.
Yeah, she's got some attitude, y'all. I think she's like 28.
You know what I just realized, Steve-O?
What?
What? She's got some attitude, yo. In the South, it's, she's got some attitude, y'all.
Yep. Yeah.
Y'all, I didn't know y'all went into the whole yo thing.
Somebody else. Yeah. Everyone else. She is 30.
What did you say, Matt?
I said 28.
Oh, she's 29.
Ah!
Yeah, you guys actually failed.
Yeah, sorry, Avril.
All right.
Still my girl, Avril.
Let's move on to dates.
Not my girl, Mary.
Let's move on to dates. We got a couple dates, and then we got a half dozen what today is.
Computers.
On this date, in what year was the answering machine invented?
Hello. Answering machine. I bet it's earlier than one would think.
I remember having an answering machine when I was like 5.
How are you? Man, that is a desperate phone call. Can you hear me? Maybe like 1974?
19... No, because they probably had to have like a digital recording or the tape recording, right? 1982.
Okay, Matt, you were headed down the right road when you said much earlier than you thought.
Oh.
1950.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably just like a tape.
Answering machine in 1950. Beaver Cleaver probably had an answering machine.
Oh, that's crazy.
That little jerk.
Can you, right? That's crazy. All righty, here we go. It's on this date in what year
did technology advance
to Google being founded?
Wow, oh, Google. Okay. I bet you it's earlier than we think as well.
1994.
2002. 98.
Ah!
98. That's
98, y'all.
That'll conclude the dates.
Ah!
But today, mo frères.
Mon frère.
Today is Ancestor Appreciation Day.
Oh, I appreciate all my ancestors.
Yeah, mine were Vikings.
Yeah,
they beat up all your ancestors.
I really don't know anything about mine.
My ancestors came from this like planet called Nibiru. It's like the 10th planet.
Wow.
No big. No big.
You know, they've determined Nibiru is not a planet.
Yeah.
My ancestors were also liars.
Pluto and Nibiru are out.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe.
Today is Ask a Stupid Question Day. You guys could ask our listeners to ask a stupid question.
No. And we'll answer them. Yeah. Yeah. Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Okay.
We'll answer them. No question too stupid.
All right. Today is Hug a Vegetarian Day.
We are asking.
And Dawn isn't here yet.
I know. She'll be here tomorrow. I'm going to give her a hug.
Today, Save the Koala Day.
I mean, right?
Are koalas in danger?
Yeah, because they don't do anything!
Except sit around being
you go
cute.
To the zoo and they're asleep on the tree and you're like, hey, nocturnal
actually,
animal.
Worse than that, I've seen a sloth in real life before.
Yeah.
But it's not Save a Sloth. I had a little stuffed koala animal thing when I was a kid.
Wow, yeah. That's why they're endangered, because your family was stuffing koalas.
Wow.
Well, they ate everything. They were Vikings.
Gosh!
It's World Tourism Day.
Heck yeah, it is.
It's Crush a Can Day.
Yeah.
Using your forehead?
Okay.
No.
It's a Native American Day.
Cool.
Oh, this might be my favorite. It's Chocolate Milk Day.
Oh, yeah. Tell the lactose intolerant guy that.
Man. I just have visions of Homer going to the land of chocolate.
Steve, look at biting me. The dogs.
Chocolate milk is so good.
Oh, man.
It's delicious.
I bet it is.
That is all.
Yeah. Ask a stupid question day. Guess what? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Ask away. We will answer them all. And we'll give some pretty good answers, too. Ask a stupid question. You're going to get a solid answer.
Yep.
Maybe. Probably not.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, and I have a list of the top 10 manliest movies of all time. Best you can't guess what's number one. See you, Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static! After the flood, all the colors came out.
It was a beautiful
thing. Let's see how you fine people are doing out there on the road.
Oh, yeah!
We have the road construction, I-40 at Rio Puerco.
Okay.
So be careful around there. The roadway has been reduced to one lane. Also, we have an accident at Paseo del Norte East at Jefferson Street. So that's right up the road here from the station. It looks like it is getting congested around that accident. So be careful around there. And a disabled vehicle, center lane blocked, Paseo del Norte East at Wyoming. So look out. Be careful out there. Everything else looks pretty good.
That's traffic. Brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Tasty.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. The phone number is 505-338-3669. And they got their pumpkin muffins back in. Woo! I've been amped on those pumpkin muffins, dude. They're incredible. Sam Swan enjoying one.
I am.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
Welcome to the show.
Sam Swan. It is great to be here.
I love having you in studio. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. I love being in studio.
Today's a fun day. One.
One.
Hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Two.
Two. Ask a Stupid Question Day.
My favorite thing.
Right?
Wait. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. No. I've heard a few. Oh.
We're going to open it up and we're going to...
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we're going to allow people to ask the stupidest questions and we are going to answer them no matter what.
No matter.
We'll answer them.
What?
Can we, three?
Can we give stupid answers? Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Every stupid question deserves a stupid answer.
That's so true.
There you go. I also happen to have a list of the 10 manliest movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
What do we want to do first?
Do you hear
the mustache music in the background?
I love it. My mustache is responding.
Magnum P.I. was not a movie, however, when you think manly, you think Magnum P.I.
Oh, yeah.
You got to think about that mustache.
What's his name?
In real life?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. That, I mean, straight up.
Yeah, no, I know.
Smokey and the Bandit, right?
No.
Wait, who's
Burt that? Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. I get them mixed up.
He had a serious
Tom
mustache,
Tom Selleck, three
too.
Men and a baby. Manly.
Manly. Well, we have a few stupid Quigley questions.
Quigley Down Under?
Quigley.
Quigley.
Maybe we should do some fun jokes.
All right.
Let's see, what time is it? No, are the kids on the way to school yet? 7:30.
What are you doing?
I want some fun jokes.
I
want Luke and Jack to call in with some fun jokes.
I do too. Fun Joke Friday. Phone lines are open 505-338-3700. It's also Ask a Stupid Question Day. We have some stupid questions, right?
Yes.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Exponentially... How many light years is Pluto away from the sun?
27.
Perfect. Is clear a color?
No.
Yes, and it is my favorite one.
Really?
Yes. Quick, what's the number to 911?
423.
If you woke up with 17 noses on your forehead, would that bother you?
No.
No, because I would probably be not only replacing my nose, but my friend's noses.
Gosh.
Yep.
What if cats had thumbs?
They would rule the world.
They would?
Actually, no, they wouldn't, because they're so freaking lazy.
No.
They would just sit around with their thumbs and play video games. That's exactly what would happen. They would just be, cats are already lazy roommates that you don't even like.
I feel
so if cats had thumbs, they would play video games. That's all they would do.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
Oh,
I'm going to say they would take over the world through passive-aggressive action.
What, like random texts?
Because here's the thing.
Tweets?
Here's the thing with a pet cat.
Yeah.
They sleep all day, and you're like, gosh, I wish you'd just be cute right now, but you're just sleeping. And then when you go to sleep, they're waking you
up.
Yeah,
they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
So eventually, that's how they would enslave the human race.
That's right.
That's how they would do it.
That's
they
right.
would wait till we were all asleep, and then we would wake up, and they'd be like, oh, we've established our own government. We've taken over the world.
That's right.
While you were sleeping. Sorry. By the way, we need you to go do a bunch of stuff for us. No pay.
Wow.
Yep.
Go kill all the dogs.
It's National Ask a Stupid Question Day. Get
Woo!
Them in. We will answer them. It's also Fun Joke Friday. 505-338-3700. Oh. All right. I want to do this.
Okay.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. I feel like we in here collaboratively have seen pretty much the manliest of movies, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We're action dudes. We like
absolutely.
We like awesome movies.
Absolutely.
Okay. Got a list of the top 10 manliest movies of all time.
Twilight.
I'm not going to say where it's from just yet because then people are going to Google to try and get it right.
Right.
Ha! You guys want to take a gander at what the number one manliest movie of all time is?
Number
Let me
one
see
manliest.
It.
Okay.
505-338-3700. I'm not letting you see.
That's what a gander is.
Yeah, okay. A gander is a look.
Yeah.
So you just
I need
said.
A highlighter.
Highlighter.
Well, I'm going to see if you guys can get any of these top 10 movies.
So
manliest movies of all time.
Okay.
He's hiding from both
Die
of us.
Hard.
Gosh, that's such a great movie.
Is it on
I've it? Heard. I've never seen it because it's rated on. It's
yeah?
Bad. It's bad. It's so bad.
It's
gotta, Die Hard.
It's got to be on there.
Right? Top 10 manliest movies of all time, Die Hard.
No
not
way.
On the list.
Not on
no
the
way.
List.
Not even on the top 10.
Not even no. any other versions of Die
no,
Hard?
No iteration of Die Hard, because if they had put, like, Die Hard with a Vengeance,
yeah.
I would have rioted.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, it just... Okay, phone lines are jammed. Hold on. Let's see if anybody can guess it. Static.
Say hello to my little friend.
Scarface. Not even on the top 10.
Oh, my God.
Not even on the top 10.
Bye.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Static.
Hey, is Rambo on the list?
Rambo. Which one?
Oh.
I think the best one was the second one, but
okay.
I don't know.
Who
they
is this
count.
Female lady caller? Who is this?
My name is Crystal.
Your name
I
is Crystal.
I live in Silver City.
Hey, did you know my
Silver
mom was born in Silver
from.
City?
I used to live in
yeah,
Silver City.
Yeah, your mom was born here. Mitch's brother went to school here.
I've never been there.
I used to be the youth pastor at First well, Baptist Church in Silver City.
There you go.
There you go. You just learned something new from Sam Swan. Guess what?
Go.
What?
Number 8 on the top 10 manliest movies of all time, Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Oh.
Yay.
You got it.
She got one. Good job, girl.
Do I get a brownie point because I'm a girl and I
Absolutely.
Got that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You get
Absolutely.
16 brownie points.
Awesome.
Which means you have to make us 16 brownies.
There you
Sadly,
go.
You just lost them all because you said brownie points. So,
hey, I'm a girl.
Points.
Yeah. Brownie points.
16 deducted. Also, you still have to make the brownies because
you
now
go.
You've reminded us about brownies.
Except now it has to be doubled.
Amazing.
All right, cool. I feel victorious. You guys have a good day.
All right. Thanks for the call.
That was sweet.
Well, so far, no dudes have gotten
that
any
was
right,
be
but
my,
a female.
Actually, my first guess was going to be Rambo First Blood.
Hey, I have
the
one.
The first
Part
movie, not the
two.
Second one, but I was going to guess the first
of blood,
one.
So random, huh?
I'm ready. Bloodsport.
Bloodsport.
Not on the top 10.
Are you kidding me?
Not even on the top 10.
Okay, that's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No,
right?
I know that's Jean-Claude
what?
Van Damme.
What are we doing with our lives?
We're not watching
Steve
movies,
hey.
Apparently.
Hey.
Okay, I'd like two guesses because I picked one actor.
Okay.
And I thought, maybe this one or this one.
Okay.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Not even on the top 10.
Wow.
Dirty Harry.
Dirty
That's
Harry.
Got to be
Oh,
on
Steve. Nope, not even on the top 10. Not even on the top 10.
I am shocked.
10 manliest movies of all time. Phone lines are jammed.
I don't even know how to guess now.
Static.
Is there still for the movies?
Yes.
300?
300 is number three.
Wow. Oh. Good job.
300 is number three. Thanks for the call. Static.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
I like to do a joke.
Let's hear it.
What kind of dog does a mad scientist have?
What kind?
A laboratory retriever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fun Joke Friday. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for calling.
That was a nice one.
You see how that works? You just interrupt with a joke whenever
call.
You want.
I love it.
What? Who
Same.
Are you? Gosh.
Jinx.
Twins.
You owe me $20. No! $20.
30. 20. Wait, no.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, too late. All right.
Spit out some food.
Static.
Hey, what's up, guys? Are you still guessing movies?
Absolutely. Heck yeah.
Legends of the Fall.
Oh, that's got to be in there.
Who are you? Legends of the Fall?
Dude.
Manliest movies of all time?
That's Daniel
Die
Day-Lewis.
Hard's not on the list. No, it is not. That's Brad Pitt.
Who is in...
That's Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans. Hey, sorry.
Which, by the way,
movie.
Both of those, I'm not even going to lie. I'm trying to be tough. Those are two of my favorites.
They're incredible movies.
I love them both.
Hey, caller.
However, I will say right now, Legends of the Fall and Last of the Mohicans, not on the list.
Lame.
Not on the list.
What about Next to the Last of the Mohicans?
Oh, my God.
What?
Was that a prequel?
That was a Disney prequel.
Gosh.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Static.
Dude, it's got to be Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Yes, that has to be.
Because that is a pretty manly movie, right? So
yes.
You would assume it has to be high on the list.
It's got to be, right?
Number 10.
Oh. Number 10?
At least it eked its way into the top 10.
Gee whiz.
Number 10. So at least you got one. There you go, pool boy. Static.
What about Braveheart?
Braveheart, right? Because we just had Gladiator. They're kind of in the same vein. And if anything, Gladiator wouldn't even be around if not for Braveheart. Because that was kind of like
this
big manly
kind
epic.
The template.
Right. Yeah. So you would think on the list of the 10 manliest movies, every guy has to see Braveheart. Not on the list!
Didn't make the list.
Not on the list! Thanks for calling.
My gosh.
Static.
Commando.
Commando, dude, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you guys remember Commando?
I do, barely.
Gosh. If only. It's not even on the top 10.
I got one more.
Okay.
Predator.
Predator.
Yes, okay. I was going to say that if you didn't say that.
Like a mouse.
Good job.
Yeah.
Number four on a list of the manliest movies that you guys should see. There you go.
Like a mouse.
Boom.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, another one.
Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
You guys still doing the movie thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, what about the Expendables?
I've never seen a single one of those movies.
I haven't seen it yet either.
And considering we've been naming Braveheart not on the list, Last of the Mohicans not on the list, all these incredible movies, Expendables, number five.
It's kind of man. It's the combo of all of those action movies.
Right.
We need to watch.
We really do. I've never seen a single one of them.
We're not endorsing it.
No.
We're not endorsing it by any means.
10 manliest movies of all time, according to this website. I'm not going to say because then you'll just Google it. So far, we've got Gladiator, Rambo, First Blood Part 2, The Expendables, Predator, 300. We're missing number 1 and 2, number 6, number 7. Number 9, what are the 10 manliest movies of all time? Static.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Must be.
Because there's nothing manlier than a dude without a shirt flexing to check his watch while he's playing volleyball.
That's Talk right.
I mean, let's be honest. No!
Wow.
Not on the top 10.
You're kidding.
That's not.
Navy Jets didn't
I'm
make
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry.
What about Days of Thunder?
I see. Those
Cold Trickle, baby.
I'm just saying. You're from the South.
Cold Trickle.
NASCAR. Anything about NASCAR.
Because that's a manly sport.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's the lazy man's sport. All you get to do is sit there
and
watch people
left.
Drive, or you get to sit and drive.
All right.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I have a list of the top 10 manliest movies of all time that every guy should see. And we can't get the number one movie. Or the number two movie. We got number three. 300 was number three.
I think we mentioned one of them earlier.
Hello, everyone. It's traffic time. We have the road construction at I-40 in Rio Puerco.
Also, there has been an accident in the right lane on I-40 East at 6th Street.
Okay.
And we have the accident at Paseo del Norte East and Jefferson Street Northeast. And it's getting very congested around that. So, be careful out there. Everyone, go slow. Don't text and drive. Be careful.
That's your look at traffic.
Damn.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Their phone number, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I just inhaled that pumpkin muffin I got over there.
You would.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Could be one of my favorite things in the universe, food-wise.
It's so good. You eat it so fast that you can't hardly taste it, but you remember what it tastes like.
You went to breathe, and then you just breathed in the pumpkin muffin.
What?
Actually.
So we've been talking manly movies. We found a list from tasteofcinema.com. The 10 manliest movies of all time. And I'm pretty sure we wrote a better one up as we were trying to guess what the 10...
Yeah.
Yep.
Die Hard wasn't on the list.
No.
Unforgiven. Braveheart. Tombstone.
Green Berets.
How
True Grit.
What about like Apocalypse Now?
The original. Apocalypse Now.
Conan the Barbarian was one that I was like, dude, how did we? No one say that?
Yeah.
Well, or even RoboCop.
Yeah, there was
RoboCop.
But he wasn't a man. He's mostly machine. Technically, it's not a manly movie. It's a robotic movie.
He started off at the beginning as a man.
Yes, but is it a movie that men would like? It didn't have to. The movie didn't have to have men. I mean, Predator is not
Rocky,
a man.
Rocky, dude.
Yeah.
Rocky is one that I was just dumbfounded was not on the list.
I just think that any list, any company that's called Taste of Cinema, that's just,
I know.
They're going to have lunch at Mimi's Cafe, and they're going to...
Elizabethtown wasn't on the list.
On the
Zero boxing movies. Cinderella Man to me.
Fight Club.
Did you ever see Cinderella Man? Oh yeah,
Fight Club was on.
Yeah, that's not a boxing. I mean,
that's
like a
true.
Boxing.
No, I hear
movie.
You. I hear you. Yeah.
Did you see Cinderella Man?
I didn't.
What?
No. Sorry.
That could be. And I'm going to say this. I realize Gladiator. That could be Russell Crowe's best movie.
Oh really?
Cinderella Man was a brilliant film. And,
okay.
And speaking of manly movies, not only is it a manly movie because he's a boxer, he's like a father. He is a manly dude.
Okay.
It's during the Great Depression. It's what this father does to provide for his children and his wife, and it is a brilliant movie.
Oh, I need to see that.
Dude, you need to see it. I will endorse that highly. Cinderella Man.
I will check out the Netflix.
You never saw Cinderella Man?
I didn't. I don't know why. I never saw Master Commander and the guy in the ocean.
I wanted to see that.
Whatever.
Never saw it because I saw the trailer and was like, wow, so they're on a boat, huh?
I'm on a boat.
So it's like Gladiator.
That's manly,
on a
boat. Dude. They got swords.
On
they're on a boat.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Sorry. Pirates of the Caribbean just ruined any chance of that being a manly movie for me.
Hey,
also,
you
this
need
other
to grow
movie
up.
Called Titanic. Speaking of,
I was
spoiler
talking,
alert.
I was about
spoiler
to say,
alert.
We're talking about the least manly movies that you actually love. Mateo.
I'm going to say mine's probably Titanic.
I know.
I love this movie.
I know you do.
I will cry my eyes out. I'm not kidding. I'll watch it and be like, Rose, why did you not let him get on the door? What are you doing?
There was enough room for both of you.
You're not fat or anything.
You're
being
heartless,
selfish.
You heartless woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I was really frustrated when that happened. And
me too,
crying.
Man. Me too.
And just like, what's happening to my life?
Amazing.
And then at the end, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Titanic, I don't care.
Just don't. It's 3 hours of your life.
You
you'll never
watch
get back.
You should watch it. It's James Cameron.
I'm just saying. That
anyway,
means nothing to me.
At the end, you hated Terminator.
Terminator 2. Aliens.
You hated those movies.
Avatar. I mean, gosh. What has he done, really?
What's he contributed?
Really? What has he contributed to cinema?
Number one.
Some of my favorite movies of all time.
Also,
which, by the way, Terminator 2.
Number one
two,
and number two top grossing movies of all time.
Dude.
Titanic is number two.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a boat story.
Except for Master and Commander.
Hello.
Hey, it's Stever.
Hey, Stever.
Okay, I called a couple things.
Yeah.
Little known boxing movies. I have to wholeheartedly agree with Steve-O.
Dude, one of the manliest movies of all time.
And Sam, it's the story of James Braddock's climb to it's almost the second half of his career when he won the belt.
It's dude, it is.
Okay. Okay.
Based on a true story.
Yeah.
Another fighting movie a lot of people forget about is The Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Never saw it.
That movie is great. Never,
I'm sorry.
That's Christian Bale, right? Yeah. Christian Bale's in that
Christian
one?
Bale.
Oh, I didn't see
Mark
that.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I'm familiar with it now. Dude.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, that's worth a watch with Amy Adams, too.
I've seen Rocky and Cinderella Man and said, nah, I'm good. I never saw Raging Bull. I erased it from my memory. I'm just kidding.
Snake Eyes, another boxing movie.
Snake Eyes?
Yeah.
That really terrible movie with Nick Cage?
Well, it had Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, still a terrible movie.
Gary Sinise.
He's in a band.
He looks untrustworthy.
I know a guy. I went to college with a guy who plays saxophone in that band.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
So random.
Hey. I know.
Static.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is Jeff Trujillo.
Hey, buddy.
What's up? We going to lunch today? I'm just kidding. Hey, so least manly movies.
Yeah.
I love. I have two. Notting Hill is one. And the second one would be A Walk to Remember.
Dude.
Now, do you feel better about yourself and your life that you've, you know, gotten that off your chest?
Well, I'm pretty open about it, but yes.
Good.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that.
Yes, Walk sir. To Remember, bro. Walk to Remember.
I didn't like that movie.
You are a dummy.
No, it's got like Switchfoot's on the soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought the story was real convoluted.
Like, what?
It was,
really?
Yeah.
What is convoluted? It's like teenagers.
It had a plot, and then it just all of a sudden
the guy's
didn't
like,
make sense.
I don't like Jesus, and then he's like, I do like Jesus, and now I'm listening to Flood by Jars of Clay.
Yeah,
because that's what I would do.
It was totally unconvoluted.
Shut up! It was a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
All right, Hefe, we'll see you at lunch today, buddy.
Thanks, bro. Give me a call. All right, we'll see you.
Okay, good. Bye. All right. That's how Jeff makes sure that I don't bail on him for lunch.
Like
he calls on the air to make sure I'm going to be there.
Right.
I have to be there.
Now you have a cloud of witnesses to keep you accountable.
Yes, you do.
Good job, Jeff.
Static.
Hey, it's Martha.
Hey, Martha.
I just turned y'all on, but one of the hottest manly movies ever was Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah. See,
and it was also a love story.
It really was. So does that count as a manly man's movie? I guess it has to. That's still one of my favorite movies.
Look, when I left the theater, I was swooning, and the guy I was with wanted to go hit somebody. It just brought out
Did you say you were swooning or you were sweating?
Swooning!
Okay. I was and like, man, that's some intensity. If she walked out, she was sweating.
There's multiple movies like that, because I think Legends of the Fall is in that category, too, because everybody was like, dude, was Brad Pitt's, like, toughest movie? He was pretty tough. It was pretty good. And all the ladies walked out of there like, yeah, that Brad Pitt.
He's a good-looking man.
It was a good movie. Thanks, Martha.
Okay.
All right.
So we have a ton of responses on Facebook.
All right, we're calling out the dudes. We've been talking all morning about the manliest movies of all time.
Gosh.
We found a list of the top 10 manliest movies of all time. So we thought we'd switch it up. Men, let's be honest. What is the least manly movie that you love, that
yes.
you can admit you absolutely love?
Carl says The Holiday.
Okay.
Mike says The Princess Bride.
Dude.
I feel like a bunch of us like that movie.
Oh, man. But
there's manly elements in that movie.
Amar te duele. I don't know.
What?
It's Spanish or Italian. So, what? Jeff says, one would be tempted to say The Sound of Music, but why would anybody admit that online? Greg says Moulin Rouge. Thebes said Napoleon Dynamite. I don't think he got the point of the question. Jonathan says Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. Doug says Love Actually.
Never saw it.
Jacob said Elizabethtown. Josh said A Walk to Remember. Or Selena. James says You've Got Mail.
Oh, dude, I love that movie.
I love that movie.
I'm not even...
Don't cry, shop girl.
Gosh,
we've got a ton of them.
Tom Hanks, bro!
I've texted some people in bands you might like, so we'll see what they say, too.
All right, good.
Let's go to the call.
Static!
Good morning!
Good morning.
They did not have my movies number one. These fools, I don't understand this.
Why are you so upset, Arnold? I mean, come on, you were still on the top 10 list. You had two movies in the top 10 list.
That should have been number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and 12.
Gosh.
Are you from the future? What's the joke?
Two coins make up 30 cents. One of them isn't a nickel.
The other one's a nickel.
Yeah! You have a good day.
Bye.
What happened? Halfway through there, he became like this angry Italian guy. Like, yeah. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger for about 0.4 seconds.
That just shows how versatile Arnold Schwarzenegger is.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Accents, and the accents that he does when he's acting.
Great actor.
Yeah. Static, yeah, with such films. Oh, wait, no, that was Sylvester Stallone.
Two movies that were not there were Wrath of Khan and Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Play cards right, live to tell about it.
That's right.
Yes!
Somebody better tell me what's going on right now.
Kurt Russell. No, there was none Kurt Russell movies.
He is going to be
Tango and Cash.
I think he's going to be in the new Expendables.
Is he?
I think
so. Oh, dude. Tombstone. I mean, we mentioned Tombstone. Yeah. Overboard. I mean, come on.
Overboard. That's a great movie.
We had a teacher in high school that anytime we didn't have anything to do, we would watch Overboard.
Yeah.
There was no other movie. It was like, we're going to watch Overboard
today.
Listen,
that's truly a manly movie because they tricked Goldie Hawn the whole time they had her going. It was like this big scam. That is manly right there.
Yeah. Tricking.
Right?
Static.
You cannot tell me that werewolves versus vampires is not cool.
Oh, snap. If you say you really enjoyed Twilight...
It was interesting.
No! No! Gosh, man card revoked!
Is there any way to block callers?
If you would like to watch a manly version of Twilight, it's called Underworld.
Yeah, well, yeah. But
it's manlier.
Yeah, but...
That girl's killing people with guns.
No,
she's going crazy.
It's not like Twilight.
And she has beautiful eyes.
Her eyes are beautiful. They're called contacts.
What?
Static.
Deep breathing, everyone.
I know. We're trying.
Willow.
Dude.
Willow.
Is that a least manly movie or just a manly movie?
That's least.
Okay.
But I love it. Okay, I'll admit it.
There you go.
All right.
All right, man.
Okay, Dave Stovall says, he gave me a few. I said, what's your least favorite? And he gave me like six movies.
Dave Riley, the lead singer of a band that Teo broke up called Waverly.
Yes, I did. It's only called, or it's only four movies. I was exaggerating. I was embellishing. White Christmas, City of Angels, Sleepless in Seattle, and The Holiday.
I hated City of Angels.
Tim Skipper says,
that was the worst!
That's one where
yeah, but how good was that song?
Meg Ryan.
I don't care! No! You keep your eyes on the road!
I'm praising the Lord right now.
I forgot that song.
Gosh,
that
movie was so...
All right, and I just thought of another one that I really like because of that. But Tim Skipper says, Great Expectations or America's Sweethearts, starring Julia Roberts and John Cusack. Thank you, Tim. Colin. Colin said...
Drummer from House of Heroes.
Yeah, Colin said Josie and the Pussycats.
Gosh, dude.
Because he had a huge crush.
Because he's a drummer.
He loved Rachel Lee Cook.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He had a huge crush.
So did he like She's All That or whatever it was,
oh,
where she was like the nerdy high school
That's
girl, and then
movie.
They turned her... No, guys!
All right, Jason from Disciple says... The Notebook.
Oh, of course.
He loves Downton Abbey. That's his favorite TV show. And then pretty much any kid movie because he has to watch them all with his daughter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, Despicable Me or Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Those don't count because those are kid movies and I'll watch those all day long with my
friends. And then Matt Hoop said Amelie.
Oh, dude, I got another one. Paul in Houston said Amelie as well.
Really?
All right.
Okay, ready for this one?
Yeah.
Meet Joe Black. That's one that I like.
Okay.
That movie is devastating!
Yeah. It is
if
devastating.
If you watch that movie
Why
at
would
the
you...
end, you're getting up and going, all right, pretty good. No. You're getting up going, how did my shirt come off? What happened to me?
505-338-3700. We'll take it back to the phone lines. They're jammed. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I can't complain. Is this Hugh Grant?
Oh, no. I just started listening a moment ago. Has anybody said the great Austin Powers?
Oh, no one has said Austin Powers.
Those are three films that are just amazing.
What happened to your accent?
It's Arnold again.
You got to hold it, man.
Oh, man. Amazing. Thank you for the call. Those aren't manly or not manly. Those are just there. Austin Powers movies, really?
Favorite manliest movie, Dumb and Dumber. Absolutely.
Static.
You know, I got two of them, man.
All right.
Finding Nemo.
Oh,
yes.
Oh. That one was great. That one was great. And because this one's a little close to home, because when I was a kid, I actually went to the field with my mom and her beau at the time. Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a manly movie. Come on, that's baseball.
Yeah,
baseball's manly.
But it's Yeah, I cried, so I can't be too manly.
Everybody knows the manliest thing you can do is be in touch with
for you, Ray.
No.
It was for you,
Here's what I'm going to say. One word. Freedom. And when Mel Gibson belts that out, everybody's crying their eyes out. But Braveheart is one of the manliest movies. So that ruins that criteria.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Gladiator, if you didn't cry at Gladiator, you don't have a soul.
Oof.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. All right, man.
I'm just saying.
Some of the manliest movies you cry at. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I think so.
A couple of people on Facebook are saying Howl's Moving Castle.
That's a cartoon that doesn't count.
A small town guy who inherits a fortune from his... I have a plot. Someone has given me the plot. Did you IMDb this and then just copy-paste?
Man.
Small town guy who inherits a fortune from his estranged uncle in England and decides to move the castle he inherited overseas so he can stay in the small town with the love of his life. A girl named Tammy. Who works as a rodeo clown.
Gosh!
What? It's not watching it because of the rodeo
clown. It's a cartoon.
Pride and Prejudice.
I've never even heard of
that. We got a Pride and Prejudice. Time Traveler's Wife. That movie was sad.
No! There's no way I would watch... See any of those movies like that? Even Kate and Leopold. No!
Kate and Leopold.
Oh, that's a good movie.
No, it is not!
It is.
Because Kate in Leopold. The brother, you're like, the mother, and then you're like, I'm never going to see her again.
I know.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, I heard. I guess. Breathe. I never saw it myself, obviously, because I'm a man.
Man's man.
But he does a really good butter commercial.
Yeah! Static. Hello. Okay.
Are you there?
Static.
Hot Chico. Bye.
Hot Chico? What?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't know that
505-338-3700. Okay, I feel terrible because we have a special guest in studio and we're just talking movies. Can we get our special guest over to the mic, please? Would you like to introduce him?
I'll
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. You hang out with us every single Friday. And we're like, what do? You work for the Baptist Convention. And you guys were at the State Fair. And you guys have lots of peoples.
Yeah, we got lots of cool people. This morning, Jared Bridge, who is he's an Albuquerquean. He's grown up here. Went to
Known him
Quavo
since
High
he was
School.
Like nine.
That's right. He was a youth pastor here in the city and kind of felt like God was helping him through a transition or wanting him to transition out of student ministry into pastorate, but not pastorate, but to not only a pastorate, but to plant a church. And so he is one of our church planters.
Yes.
Through the convention, the partnership that we have with our churches in the state of New Mexico, and he's pastoring a church here in the city called Anchor Church.
Yes.
So, welcome, Jared. Glad to have you, man.
Welcome to the show, buddy. Take the mic.
Yeah. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Long time no see, except I saw at the State Fair. But before that, long time no see.
I think it'd been about a year.
Yeah, for reals.
The State Fair again.
So, this New Mexico State Fair just brings people together. Mm. So let's talk about this. You've planted a church.
Yeah, buddy.
It's been a while since you planted it, except I feel like when a church is planted, it takes some years to cultivate that ground. And
oh,
get it going. So
sure
what's been going on?
Oh, man, lots. We are just having a blast planting a church. We started in January of this year, and so we're about 9 months old. We just seen God do some incredible things that only He can get the credit for.
Yeah.
Can I give you a fun story?
Yeah.
Last 3 days, 3 days ago, just praying for God to increase the church, to provide where it's needed. And then yesterday morning, got a Facebook message from a friend, a church planter called Evolve Church here in town. And he said, hey, would you like to have 3 chair racks? And I said, 3 chair racks?
Yeah.
I don't even own a chair, let alone many chairs to necessitate an entire rack. But yeah, I will take 3 chair racks.
Nice!
Yeah.
So did he just give you the racks, or did he give you chairs to put on those racks?
No chairs.
Oh, that's okay.
Chairs not included.
Chairs not included. But you've got the racks for the day that you get the chairs.
That's right. You
that's know good.
It. Yeah. But then at lunch, we had an anonymous friend donate to us $1,500.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So this is awesome. Yeah. So let's be honest. Is it terrifying? You planted a church. You're like, all right, Lord, I'm stepping out in faith. Okay.
It is for my wife.
Yeah. So 9 months, 9 months ago, you planted the church, and since then, you've seen God do some amazing things. I know you've got a men's group on Monday night, and you meet. We're talking manly movies and manly things. What's manlier than wings and football, right?
That's right.
So you guys hang out on Mondays at B Dubs and Rock of Fellowship there on Mondays, right?
Yeah, you know it. My worship leader and I, we're talking about, what's a place where we can connect with guys who really don't want to talk about God.
Right.
But we want them to begin talking about God. And so we just started Bible study Monday nights, 7 o'clock over at Buffalo Wild Wings. We watch Monday Night Football and then at halftime do a Bible study. And so we began inviting guys. And
I want to know what that looks like, man, because I think B-dubs, and I don't think people popping open Bibles at halftime and rocking a Bible study right there in Buffalo. What has the response been so far?
Oh, well, we're church planners, so we don't actually use a real Bible. We use our iPad.
Your iPad. Our iPhone. Okay, there you go.
You got to be hip to the kids.
Right, that's right.
To the kids that are 21 or over, because you're at B-dubs for Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, man. But, I mean, have you had any interesting interactions there? What's been, like, the response so far?
Well, you know, the great thing about it is we just blend in.
Yeah.
That's really what our goal is to connect with people in that environment. And so we don't make a ton of waves, but it's amazing to see how God has brought and drawn people to the group. We went from two to, I think, about nine guys come in. And these are all guys who have been at one point in their lives pretty disconnected from God and just jumping into this whole God thing. So we've got a guy. Here's a little trivia. He comes to our Monday Night Bible study. And he actually made the video game with a group of guys called Call of Duty, Modern Warfare.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I'm not a gamer, but he made some Star Wars game that's pretty cool.
And he lives here?
Yeah, he lives here. Yeah.
Why?
We need person. We need him to come in here.
And help us make our video game. We've been planning out a video game.
I just need him to teach me how to play video games.
Yeah.
And I'm terrible.
He's the worst.
I just want to hang out with Steve-O and his friends.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're going to go play video games. And then I'm like, I'll just sit here.
Yeah, he's no good at video games. My nine-year-old schools him.
Yeah, Jack looks at me and he's like, see you, Matt.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. So, but that's cool.
Yeah.
So random stories like that, and we were talking at the state fair just about what God has been doing in this church plant, and I don't want to throw that. I don't want to ask crazy questions that you weren't prepared for, but I'm going to because it's me.
Bring it.
What are you expecting in the next, you know, 3-6 months?
3 to 6 months. You know, I'd really love to see God move us from one service to two services. That would be amazing. I know that Calvary, I walked in and I saw a list of 17 million services that are going on this weekend here.
Yeah.
Like, we'll take one or two of those. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great because it'd give our church an opportunity to reach more people as well as to provide an opportunity for people to serve and go to church at the same time. And so that'd be a huge increase. And we're looking forward to, in the next 3 to 6 months, hopefully seeing that happen, as well as planting and discovering someone within our own body that we can raise up and send out one day to plant a church, to plant another anchor church. So we want to be a church that plants churches.
There you go. Dude, amazing. And, okay, a little vulnerable here. Let's talk about this. You planted a church 9 months ago. We have plenty of people who listen who are either in school of ministry or in like a shepherd school. Or
I got a joke.
They want to plant a church.
Okay. Can I bring in a joke?
Yeah.
Joke of the day.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday. That's right. Okay. Calvary is going to take over the world. I didn't know that there was a school here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just see things and there's
multiple
skate parks.
We've got a school of ministry. We actually have Oak Grove. Okay.
What is the children's school called here at Calvary?
Bible Island?
No.
Oh.
School of Ministry.
Oh gosh. That was so bad.
Hang on. I want to do this one too.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You just got prices wronged. So, don't worry, people. If you plan on coming on a Sunday, he's not a big joke teller, so you don't have to worry. It's not that, man, that guy's hilarious, but he does teach the Word of God.
He tells jokes. He tells jokes. You just have to have a very refined taste.
There you go.
Perhaps if you came up with the list for the top 10 manliest movies, you would love... I'm kidding.
I want to make you vulnerable for a second, Jared. In the 9 months that you've planted this church, what has been one moment where... Because we've all had those moments of, Lord... You know, I'm stepping out in faith. I'm doing this. Talk about a situation where you were either A, unsure, or wondering how God was going to get you through, and then maybe how he did get you through. But have you had those moments of, crap, I did this. I had a cushy job.
Yeah, you know.
And now I went out on my own and I'm planning a church.
Yeah. Absolutely. I joked earlier that my wife, no, but it's really me. You know, it's daily. It's like, okay, God, you've got to make this happen because I'm just your tool. I'm just a vessel. And if you don't make it happen, it's not happening. You know, for a church planner, the summer, that is the time that I liken to like the pilgrims during winter.
Right.
It's like, are
they
going to make it through?
Right.
You know, because those aren't in the church world. They don't understand everybody in church in the summer. They go on vacation. They go to the lake.
Yeah,
and a lot of the
camping.
People we're really trying to connect with and reach. I mean, they're on the every other week down at the Butte kind of rotation. So we're looking at that going, okay, are there going to be people here? Are we going to be able to meet our needs financially? All of that good stuff. So I would say, yeah, the summer was definitely for me a major time of
trial. But God carried you through.
Yes, June was wild. And then it was amazing because in July, we began to grow. We began to connect and reach people that had never come to Anchor Church before. Oh. We've been seeing people come to know Christ. And, you know, I'm an unconventional pastor. I was a pretty conventional youth pastor, except I didn't have a goatee.
Right.
I didn't spike my hair or dye
straight
the tips
up with the thick rimmed glasses. No,
You know, I was kind of like the 9 to 5 youth pastor guy, but being a church planner, it's a whole different world there, and so I don't have an office.
Right,
I make the world my office. The State Fair was my office a couple weeks ago.
Office. This is it.
That's right. I wrote a sermon on my iPhone, hanging out, watching the Indian taco area.
Yeah.
And checking all that out. And most days you'll find me at Starbucks or Flying Star or any other place that has free Wi-Fi. Because, again, planting a church.
I hear Arby's just got it, so there you go.
Yeah,
hope you like roast beef. I'm just kidding.
So
we were talking about that at State Fair, though. That's become like your... not mantra, but your idea, your school of thought that the world is going to be my office, and when we rock a building, I'm not going to have an office because I want to be out there. And it was so wild that it was like, dude, you got to come in and talk about what God is doing with Anchor. And obviously a lot going on. You've got the B-Dubs Fellowship for the Men on Mondays. Where can people find more information about your church?
Anchorchurch.com.
Anchorchurch.com. Perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing. We meet on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Dennis Chavez Elementary School, 7500 Barstow.
There you go. Good radio voice. I like that. Dennis Chavez Elementary School.
You need to teach me how to do that, because every time I talk on the radio and then I hear myself later, I'm like, hey, y'all, welcome to New Mexico. Listen to me mispronounce everything.
Incredible. Jared Bridge, pastor of Anchor. I just call it Anchor. Anchor Church Fellowship of God Assemblies.
Yes, according
Baptist.
To TasteMovies.com.
There you go. I love
it. Anchor.
Yeah. No, there you go. It's there. It's cool.
You
it's awesome.
It.
There's not 114
okay,
words.
Okay, see, it's all right. I'm just, I try and be funny at times.
Yeah.
I'm 30% funny.
Yeah,
but I
got
to get the 70% out
there
to get to 30.
Well,
Matt, you're just funny.
It's because
you're
stupid.
Funny.
Come on, you were trained up by like Billy Combs and then like Todd Cook and you know. I'm just saying. So the funny, it just goes that way.
Steve, you're funny and you laugh fun and you make everyone want to laugh.
There you go. Yeah.
And I just make people laugh at me.
That's part of it.
There you go. You just got to use that to your advantage, you see? You use that, the like belittling, you know, type thing, and then it works.
But
it's hilarious.
You need to reserve an hour for when you get home so you can just cry. That's what I do. I go home and I'm like,
it's true. He's my roommate. He does.
Then I come out there and I'm like, hey, what do you want to do?
Yep. 2:45 to 3:45 is his cry sesh every day.
Yep.
So, but it's cool. I've learned to accept it.
I walk out and
Office
he's like, where did your shirt go? And I was watching Meet Joe Black. Leave me alone.
Oh, I had a friend propose to a girl after watching Meet Joe Black.
What?
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Negative consequences in that movie. What does he think?
Dude. They didn't get married.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. He obviously put a lot of thought into it. Gosh.
That's what I said.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We're going to hit up some Tall Heart right now.
Woo!
But we'll throw up details for Anchor.
Yes.
Anchorchurch.org.
Com.com.
Anchorchurch.com. We'll put it up on Facebook.
You got it.
We can't afford .org.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Yep.
Nope.
Manly. You just hear song and you want to go run upstairs.
How'd you know what I was planning on doing?
I'm saying.
How you know my mind?
In a gray sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Yep. In the cold.
In the cold.
How was Rocky not on the top 10 list of manliest movies? I'm just saying.
Because
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Done by Taste of Cinema.
You know that film? Little trivia about Rocky.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone wrote that film and refused to sell it unless he was promised the lead role.
Well, I remember that. I remember when that happened.
Yep, writer Sylvester Stallone.
Well, it worked out for him.
Yeah, slightly. Man.
Just made a Rocky movie a few years ago.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot all about
that.
It wasn't bad.
Peter Petrelli was his kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to see it, but I didn't see it.
Dude.
What, Peter Petrelli?
You just made me think of the comics corner we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Guys, all morning first we started off with this really, really crappy list of the top 10 manliest
movies. Yeah, we apologize. It was a really bad list.
It was a crap.
I don't know why we're apologizing, because it was tasteofcinema.com.
It's not our fault. Yeah, we just read it.
We're just passing it along.
Don't shoot the messenger. But then we said, you know what we can do? We can do better than that, man.
Where did we put that list?
So what we did is we posed a question. Men, we've had a couple of ladies answer too.
Yeah, we have.
Men, what's the least manliest movie that you actually love? And we have gotten some wonderful responses.
I love that dudes can be honest.
Dave Myers.
They can open up.
Writing in from Iowa.
Hey, Dave in Iowa.
Fried green tomatoes.
No, never saw it.
Sam and I were saying earlier, you have to be a man.
You have to be a man to watch that movie.
To get through that movie, you've got to be strong.
Are you serious? Yeah.
I've never seen it. You have to put those walls up.
It is such a female movie.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Sad.
Like a Steel Magnolias? Yeah. That's another one.
Yeah, it's a lot like Steel Magnolias.
Pretty much any movie that is sad in tone that has Sally Field in it.
Right.
Yeah.
I am destined to cry because she looks so much like my mom.
The Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah.
I cried in Jurassic Park.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah. I cried. When Sally Field? When the car had the accident.
That's right.
I was like, not the car. It's a beautiful vehicle.
You never saw Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, I did. It's been a long, long time.
It's a great Black Firebird, that's for sure.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Manly movies. That's what we started talking.
You know, quite a few people have said The Holiday.
The Holiday?
I haven't seen that.
Okay. I guess I don't know what that movie
is. I know it's got Kate Winslet in it and somebody else.
Oh, that's the Jack Black movie then?
Yes.
And
they swap spots.
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Never
I haven't
saw
seen it.
Sorry. Static.
What up, dude?
Shane!
Dude, I got sucked into a movie recently and I honestly would never watch it and just never interested in it. And I ended up crying my eyes out, dude, at the end of it. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Dude, awesome movie. And I got to say, that's a manly movie, right? I mean, looking out for his family, working hard, trying to keep everything together. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Pretty manly.
Pretty manly darn movie, dude. That's a movie.
Boom!
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys have an amazing day.
Love you too, bro. Speaking of like manly movies, I don't know that this is a manly movie, but it's a movie that only men seem to enjoy.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm not a man because somebody said, oh man, you have a crazy mustache. You have to see There Will Be Blood.
Oh, you didn't like that movie?
Gosh, that movie was so long!
You probably didn't like it because on many levels it's a commentary
on
the old American pioneer church versus the expanding oil industry.
It was so long. Well, here's the thing. I used to sport that crazy handlebar mustache, right? And everybody's like, bro, There Will Be Blood, or dude, Gangs in New York. And I'm like, I've never seen either one of those movies. Yeah. And I love Daniel Day-Lewis. And since everyone kept mentioning those two films specifically, I got both of them.
Uh-huh.
I bought both of them because I'm dumb and didn't know about Redbox or anything else like that. And so I got them and was like, you know what? I got a day off and Chrissy's at work. I'm going to watch them consecutively back to back.
Okay, I understand why you did.
And I watched Gangs of New York first.
That movie is awesome, but so long.
So long!
So long.
It's like 3 hours long and it's like fist fights and blood and crazy. And I'm like, they should have called this There Will Be Blood, because there's a lot of blood. And it was insane, and it was gang fights, and it was gnarly. And Leo was actually like, wow, I guess he is a manly dude in this movie, because he was pretty awesome. And then you got Daniel Day-Lewis being Daniel Day-Lewis, and it was like, wow. Did you see Gangs of New York?
I haven't.
Gosh, I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying. It was really long. It was really intense.
Okay.
And it was one of them manly, Braveheart type films where just crazy. And then I popped in There Will Be Blood. And I wanted to punch my eyes out.
Hey!
It was so boring!
Hey, what's the studio number?
338-3700. 505-338-3700. I'm just saying. I didn't get it. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah.
I watched it consecutively with another Daniel Day-Lewis movie that was way more action-y, if you will.
Action-y.
I don't know. Static.
Yes, hi. I know this is like a man's day.
No,
call-in.
No, hey, hey, hey.
But I was calling on behalf of men, for my husband's sake anyway,
okay,
of what not to watch.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Sweet November. Oh, Lord. It was rough.
Sweet November.
And I say that from a woman's stance and a man's stance. We got to the theater, and we had a flat tire, and my husband was my boyfriend at the time. Me and my mom were with him, and he's like, the whole movie, can I just go change my flat tire, please?
Wow.
For the love of God. And then, like, 15 minutes later, my mom and me look at him, and we're like, well, can we come help you change the flat tire?
Good grief. That must have been horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Torture.
If you're in a movie and you want to go change your tire,
right, that's a bad
right
movie.
You have wasted
chances
your money.
Are, yeah.
Right. Yes. I know. So yeah. Note to self, do not watch Sweet November.
But here's
awful.
The thing. Maybe that's what made you know it was true love, because you and him were like-minded in that you would rather change a tire than watch that film, and you're like, this is it. This is the man I'm going to marry.
This is the one.
True that. Film. It probably was. It was a definite turning point for the relationship.
So really what you should be saying is, thank you, Sweet November. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me find my love.
Boom!
There
it is. All right. Thanks for the call. Hey, ladies.
A true love
call
story.
Call in.
Yeah.
Maybe the dudes can share a not manly movie that they will admit that they love.
Ladies, what's the manliest movie
that you love?
Oh, good one.
Putting it up there.
Good
just
one.
Just saying.
Throwing it out
throwing
there
it
on
out
the
there.
Facebook.
One of my wife's all-time favorite movies is Tombstone. She,
yeah.
She's surprised. Every year, I love our anniversary. Every year, she gets to pick our anniversary movie, and it's always something awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Brenda does the same thing.
Oh, I love it. That's why I let her pick every year, because it
I
never
know.
Fails.
Yeah.
I know we're not going to have to see some crappy movie. Chances are there's going to be crazy explosions and espionage and something awesome.
And a boat chase or something.
A boat chase.
Static.
Hey, guys, one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally be remiss if I didn't mention. This is the all-time manliest movie for me.
All right.
The Deer Hunter.
Oh, never seen it.
I haven't either.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Shane.
I know it won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Yeah.
I know.
Dude, how could you know that? Dude, it's got Christopher Walken, De Niro. I mean, this is just
De Niro
top shelf,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, I know. Best.
All right, things to
movie.
Do, bro. Things to do list.
All right, there you go. The
thanks,
Deer Hunter.
What about
right.
Deliverance?
Here's the thing, though. When people mention Deer Hunter and stuff like that, those are the movies that are in the same vein as There Will Be Blood.
Yeah,
that won
true.
A ton of awards.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything to me anymore. Gosh. The movie was so, like, when that movie ended, my wife, who had gotten home by that time and only had to sustain, like, half of the movie, was looking at me going, that's how it ends? That's the end?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Gosh, dude. I could tell you the entire movie in, like, 3 minutes, and I'll save you 3 hours of your life.
Okay,
cool. Static.
Hello. Hey, Matt.
James. This is my buddy. This is my buddy James.
What
from
up,
Nashville.
James? What up, Nashville?
What's
up? Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Hey. My least manly favorite movie thing is probably Revolutionary Road and Up. Those two movies can make me cry.
Up, dude. Yeah. Up is, gosh.
I knew Up was going to be one of those situations that I just somehow wish I could have gotten myself out of in the first 3 minutes of the movie.
It starts off so happy. You're like, this is a nice... What happened?
And that's why the balloons are so colorful, because everything else is so dark!
Yeah. James, I miss you.
I miss you, Matt.
Sorry, I stole him.
Come back to me.
Are you reading Infinity?
It's never going to happen.
No, I haven't been keeping up with comics. And I'm
you
sorry.
You were the glue that kept his
comic
world together.
You're testing our friendship right now.
Man.
But think about it, though. When I do get back on comics, I got like a whole day
this
of
is
just
there you go.
Nothing but comics.
There you go. There you Boom.
Go. All right, buddy. I miss you.
No. All right, I miss you too, man.
Talk to you later.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone. We got to take a break. It's already after 9 o'clock.
We don't need no break.
I know, but we got to.
All right, so ladies, while we're taking this break, answer. I put it up on Facebook. What's the manliest movie that you love?
There you go. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with your comments. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Sorry. That was loud. Still loud.
My bad.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Welcome back, everyone.
Gosh. We've been talking this morning about film. Found a list of the 10 manliest movies every guy should see.
Yeah.
From tasteofcinema.com. 10 to 1, Gladiator, 7 Samurai, Rambo, First Blood Part 2, The Wild Bunch, Enter the Dragon, The Expendables, Predator, 300, Fight Club. Number 1 was The Dirty Dozen. And most people said, disagree. So we thought we'd make our own lists. We also added some fun twists on this. Men, least manly movie that you actually love. And then for the ladies, what's the manliest movie that you love? 505-338-3700.
We have a ton of response on Facebook.
Or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
So I'm just going to try to just cram all these these wonderful
movies
in here.
We asked this question like 3 minutes ago, and the ladies have already went...
Yeah.
You have a library of... Yeah.
Rita says Fight Club.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Rita Gatt, our friend.
Hey.
Cassie says Terminator, all the Bourne movies, Italian Job, all the Iron Man movies, Thor, Captain America,
yes,
etc., yeah. The Matrix... This is Tyler's mom and trash talking mom.
Nice.
Man, still rocks past your dude. Ah, she's after you, man. She's
That's
after
amazing.
You. Back for more. Brandy says Gladiator. She wanted to go see Die Hard for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so did Chrissy. We still haven't seen it, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
I mean, at this point, come on. It's like, how many is that now? 5 Die Hards?
There's a ton of them.
It's a pretty extensive list.
Would you say this is Chevy?
Sure.
Okay, I don't...
Warrior, that's that new
Warrior,
Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
I
was
going to
say
it.
That. That's a really good...
Never saw it.
Jessica says Boondock Saints, Warrior, Terminator 1, 2, and 3.
3?
All-time favorite movie, Last of the Mohicans.
Dude. See, but Last of the Mohicans, again, I'm telling you, I think it's one of those great blends.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that could swing either way, because there's that love story with Madeline. Stay alive! No matter
Stay
what
alive.
Occurs. I will find you!
I will find you.
Yeah, you will! You're so awesome!
Okay, Julie makes an excellent point, and we talked about this off air. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yes!
Why was that not in the manliest movies?
I don't know.
He is adventure.
Yeah.
He is the manliest
he
dude in the universe.
He is adventure.
He's Indiana Jones.
It's Harrison Ford at his best.
Man.
Scared of snakes just like me.
And I was surprised it took a lady to bring up the Bourne movies.
Yeah. Yep. That, some of my wife's favorite
I love
favorite
the
movies.
Bourne movies. Brenda, same way. Brenda loves Bourne movies, too.
It's interesting. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's go with... What is it? The Love Dare.
The Love Dare?
The
oh,
Love
Fireproof.
Dare.
You talking about Fireproof?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah. And Big... What is it? Big Trouble in Little China.
There you go.
Yes.
Kurt Russell, man.
Yeah.
Oh, so awesome.
Kurt Russell.
Or Escape from New York
LA.
Or LA.
Either one.
Either one of those movies.
Yeah.
Let's see. I wish I could pronounce everybody's name correctly. And this is what keeps happening. These girls are saying movie names and then saying, is that manly?
Is that considered manly?
I think it's because they're going to see these action movies just to see, like, Brad Pitt or
right.
something.
Yeah, they don't pay attention to the action. They're just looking at the actor.
Yeah, so they're like, he was beautiful. It was a beautiful film.
Yeah.
And then the husband or the dude's like, it was an action movie.
Yeah.
He got his head cut off.
That's right.
How could you still be in love? Just love me. He doesn't even have his head anymore.
His eyes aren't so blue now.
The Last Samurai. That's another example.
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
See, but is that a manly movie?
That's what I'm saying. They're like, is this manly?
I don't know. I think those are trickery movies where they secretly trick the dude into going because they're like, hey, bro, this is manly. It's got Tom Cruise. Oh, man. But he's got a beard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And a sword. And oh, I'm seeing it. And they're like, wait, I was tricked. Pretty sure this was for chicks.
Yeah.
I told them.
I got tricked.
I told these guys off air, I was tricked into seeing Titanic.
Yeah.
By the marketing.
You really were.
If you could go back and watch the previews, the trailers for that movie,
they
were just fantastically devious.
Yeah. Of course. So all you saw was the carnage, the thing, and it was like oh, the ship's going down, the
people
dude's
are
going,
sliding down the boat. No! I remember thinking, the Titanic story is one of the most compelling disaster stories of our time.
I'm going to see
I'm 14
it.
Years
I'm
old.
That's right. Oh, that's the last 3 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, the rest of, and we all walked out and we're like, yeah, that's pretty good, man. That part when the boat blew up, man, that was good. Real good.
Same thing with For the Love of the Game. I went to go see, I thought, this is going to be a great baseball movie. And about halfway, when it, you know, they kept flashing back and forth between the love scenes or the love story part of it and the baseball, I leaned over to my wife and I said, it's time to get back to the baseball.
Dude.
Because I was, you know, I mean, if you're going to put a little bit of that in, okay, but let's not make half of the movie that.
Greatest
please?
Baseball movie of all time.
Really?
Greatest.
As far as the baseball part.
For me. No. That is my.
Even the love story?
That is. Everybody always asks, like, what's your favorite sports movie of all time? And I say that, and all dudes give me that answer.
But, really? I will say.
For Love of the Game. The greatest
overall,
sports movie.
Overall,
that's
it was a
favorite.
Good movie. There was just one part in the middle where it was. They spent too much time on the love story. They needed to get back to the baseball because he was pitching a no-hitter.
I'm just saying.
He was throwing a perfect game.
Is
we don't stink
greatest.
Right now. We're perfect right now.
Dude.
I know, man.
John C. Reilly. Who was in? Gangs of New York, which was just mentioned.
Yeah.
Hey, this might be a friend.
Oh, let's check. Static.
No
friend of yours. They hung up.
That was one of my friends.
Our friendship is dead.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about manly movies for the ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
For the men, we're talking about the least manly movie. You can admit it. Come on.
Ice castles.
Men. You don't just watch The Dirty Dozen or Dirty Harry or Die Hard all day long. The Notebook's in there somewhere.
These women answers are just awesome. We've got Star Wars, Transformers. These are movies that we're not even thinking of them as like guy movies. But then you see like the ladies sitting there going, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this. It's a guy movie, but it's okay.
Okay, ready? Press post. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Man. There's a lot of great ones. Still, to me, Indiana Jones. It's amazing. Mally, is she... Gangs of New York.
Yep.
By far my favorite bloody movie.
Yep.
There's more blood in that movie than like Carrie and I'm trying to think of all the like.
More blood than Carrie?
More blood than Carrie. Gangs of New York. I'm just saying that movie.
Carrie has a lot of blood.
There was a lot of it. And I was a little. Whoo!
Oh, Tiffany says she really likes 310 to Yuma, the newer version.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty good movie.
But again. Is that a manly movie?
It's a Western.
That's Christian Bale and Russell Crowe, and it's,
phone lines are jammed.
Static.
What's up? It's Coon Matic.
Yeah! Coon Matic the Rap Matic!
Woo!
What up, Coon Matic?
Not much, man. Just hanging out, you know, just killing the vibe here at school. Can you say that? I don't know if you can say that. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
It's like at the airport. There's certain words you can't say, and killing it at school, not one you can use.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. I mean, I'm doing good. I'm right. This is Coon Matic. I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm Coon Matic, and sometimes I'm just the assistant teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can't.
I hear you.
Coon, the other day, somebody called us, and it was a listener, and she was saying, gosh, I really wish Coon Matic would call in more. I miss him so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad you called.
We're glad you called, buddy.
Here it is, man. I'm back.
Coon Matic.
Back at
the
it.
The Rap Attic.
What's going on today? Hit me with what's fresh.
All right, check it. We're talking movies. We're talking manly movies. We found a list of the top 10 manliest movies of all time. And we were asking the men, and you being a men's.
You a man.
Okay. You a men's.
Okay.
What is the least manly movie that you admit to actually loving?
Okay, y'all ready for it?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to stick with a theme since it's the least manliest, and since it starts with man, it's my all-time favorite 80s movie, Mannequin.
Oh, my God!
That's a great movie!
That's a wonderful
I love
answer.
That movie!
We can build this thing together.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
I mean, that's it. That's as least manly as you can go and still have man in the title of the movie.
Yeah.
When she was going to get ground up in the grinder, I almost cried.
Oh, my gosh. You guys
Nailed it.
Yeah. Pretty much there, Coonmatic. You are amazing.
That's how I roll, you know. I sleep static radio. I don't even know what that means, but when I'm asleep, I dream of you guys, and I miss you guys.
Wait,
and
miss you too, Coonmatic.
I miss you, buddy.
Yeah, but yeah, that's it. I mean, that's as low as you can go on the manliest.
It's pretty low on the totem pole. Yeah, right.
That's
manly
incredible.
Movies.
You could
Mannequin.
I think you win the internet today.
Gosh.
As Trey would say, you win the internet.
Good job, buddy.
I win the internet. The internet is our enemy. That's what George Bush says.
I love how we can just throw out any random
Terrorism.
Quote and then put somebody else underneath it.
That's
like,
right.
No, that happened. He said it.
Yeah. He said it.
Oh, Coonmatic, we love you.
Well, guys, I got to get back to my kids, but there we go.
All right.
That's it. Mannequin is what I got for
Boom.
You.
Boom,
so.
There you
awesome.
Go. Coonmatic,
you,
the rap addict on Static.
Bye.
Oh, what? It all rhymes.
Oh,
gosh. Static.
Okay, for me, the best, manliest movie is The Patriot.
Oh, dude. Oh,
the fight scene when he just annihilates the whole British army, or, you know, and he's got blood splattered all over his face. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure my husband cried at P.S. I Love You.
What?
it was very moving.
Yes, I never saw it.
Because
P.S.
I Love
You. I'm not going to lie. You know what? I didn't see it because I knew the premise, and it was like, nope. Or Million Dollar Baby. Somebody thankfully ruined the ending of that one. I'm like, nope.
Yep.
I know my heart. I will ball.
Yes.
No, thank you.
I will avoid that crying fest.
Hillary Swank, you can't trick me. Gosh.
You trick me other times, but not that time.
You can't trick me.
You can't trick me. Make me. 505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mysatic.
Step off, Hillary. Step off.
Yeah. For reals. All right. Least manly things that men admit to loving.
Oh, man.
Sadly, I have plenty of friends who love Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Love it!
I haven't watched
it.
I haven't either. I've heard it's a great show.
I know that if I watch it, though, I'll get into it. I'll be like, wait a second.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Static!
Yeah, I think my favorite least manliest movie is The Vow.
The Vow?
The Vow?
Yeah, just because it was a true story. Like,
yeah.
A guy makes his wife fall in love with him every day because she got into a car wreck and she lost her memory.
Oh.
I'm just like, just that fact alone to know that a guy actually did that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, truth.
All right. Bye.
All right, man.
Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
Manliest movie starring a female with a female lead.
Aliens.
Kill Bill.
Alien. Nope. I don't care who said that.
Kill Bill 2?
No.
Alien 3.
No one is better than Ripley. All right?
Sigourney Weaver,
you're the greatest. Although Sarah Connor, Terminator 2, Linda
Terminator
Hamilton.
2, yeah.
There you go.
Are you kidding me?
She's
pretty tough, dude.
And there's actually
G.I. Jane.
There's an Expendables.
What about Miss Congeniality?
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, there's a girl version of the Expendables coming out. Did you know that?
No, there is not.
Yeah, it's an all-female action hero.
No way, really?
Can I say Fast and the Furious? Because Michelle Rodriguez, I think, is one of the toughest chick actors.
She's in that
movie. Of course she is.
She would not be in that
Oh, man. We have like 7 questions out there now. You just threw another monkey wrench into it.
No,
manliest female lead movie?
Gosh.
Barbarella.
Barbarella.
I haven't seen that, Steve-O.
I haven't either. I wasn't allowed. I was a child.
Yeah, that's not...
No.
And I wasn't born yet.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Oh,
Brooke
goodness.
Says, 300, miss. Dances with Wolves.
Oh.
I always watch movies with her dad. He raised her right, so she's still... Oh, but she's still a hopeless romantic.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Thanks, Matthew McConaughey, and every movie that has him and Hudson in it.
All right.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I don't love that movie. I haven't seen that movie this year. Again. Have you guys seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
I have.
Gosh, dude.
That's a great...
I refuse to have made anything on air. The movie's amazing. Here's the thing. Matthew McConaughey in his trickery gets us dudes to go to the movies because you saw Reign of Fire where he's fighting dragons to the death. And you're like, that dude's tough.
Yeah.
That's Matthew McConaughey. Dude. He is a man's man. Hey, what's that movie he's in? Oh, okay. I think I've seen every single one of those. Thanks. Also, Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
That's what happens. They do these manly movies, 300. Mm-hmm. And then everyone after that has been awful because they're all chick flicks. That my wife's like, hey, Gerard Butler's got a new movie.
Cool.
Trickery.
Yes.
Law-abiding citizen. That's probably the only other one that I was like, oh, okay, cool. I can handle this. There's a gun in this one.
Boom. Hey, did you see the movie Gerard Butler? He was in it. It's called Machine Gun Preacher.
I have not seen it, but I wanted to see it.
Pretty good.
True story. The Whosoever's just had that guy, like, deuce, or they had a...
The real dude?
Yeah. The big old Machine Gun Preacher.
He's in the credits at the end.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Sam, I know you have to, like, head out.
I got a jet, man. I hate to go. It's been great.
It has been
great. Great day today.
We have had a blast talking about manly movies.
Okay, do you want me to admit? I'll confess to one of my favorite unmanliest movies.
Do it.
Ice Castles.
What?
What is ice?
Never even heard of
it. Oh, you never have? Really?
No.
It's about an Olympian skater who gets injured. She's up and coming. She doesn't make it to the Olympics, but she goes blind. Robbie Benson is in it. That tells you how old it is. Do you even know who Robbie Benson
who?
Is?
No,
oh, you're kidding.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Sorry. Ice Castles?
Never heard
ice
of Robbie Castles. Benson.
Gosh.
It had a love song that came out with it. It's old school.
No.
Remember, I'm old.
Yeah, that's true.
Look it up.
Young
Google
at
it.
Heart, though.
I'll Google it.
Okay.
Right. You Google it.
You can look it up.
You Google it.
Amazing.
All the old people out there are going, you're right, man. You're right. All the younger folks are going, what the heck is he talking about?
Ice Castles was so brilliant, it melted my frozen heart. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Speaking of unmanly movies that are awesome, brand new music from Arcade Fire featuring David Bowie. Labyrinth, anyone?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. It's Team Awesome Manly Party.
We have returned from the depths of manhood.
'Tis true.
We have come back with knowledge and power.
And obviously King James Version accents.
Yes.
It's manliest way to go.
Welcome to the 1600s.
Wait, what?
That's when it came out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, the 1600s.
Yes.
So today we've been talking about we had a list. Top 10 manliest movies. We read through the list and we felt like it left us, you know, wanting.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's like, okay, this list. And who did this list? And we found out, well, our theory is it was a bunch of hoity-toity old dudes, film critics that are not even in touch with reality because they've got, you know, too many crazy high whatever films
gotcha.
That they love.
Gotcha.
So we said, what are your favorite manliest movies? And then we decided, no, let's flip the script.
That's right.
Let's change it up a little bit.
Confession time,
so
men.
We're asking dudes out there, what is your favorite least manly movie? And ladies, what's your favorite manly movie? And we have some
remarkable responses.
We've had some amazing responses all morning. It's interesting because the dudes weren't as quick to confess, like, The Notebook?
No. Why would anybody say that? Why would anybody say that?
Well, we've been talking about that all morning, and the men have chimed in with, you know, 30-something, 40-something comments, something like that.
But
the women have already
outposted
them in the last, like, 5 minutes.
But for women, this is like bragging rights. They're like, oh, yeah.
This is true.
Have you ever noticed,
this
though?
This is like, very true.
For some reason, it seems like most, like, girls... If you have like a friend that's a girl and you're talking to her and she's like, yeah, well, I hate hanging out with girls anyway.
I'd rather hang out with the dudes.
Yeah, so when we're like, hey, girls, what's your favorite dude movies? They're like, bam!
Look at this! I love Fight Club! I love Indiana Jones! All the Bourne movies!
Right up until it's like your anniversary and you're like, hey, honey, what do you want to watch? Or, hey, can we watch?
Notebook.
Wait,
did you
just said you love manly movies.
You don't want to watch Captain America?
Why are you doing this to me?
Notebook.
how'd your voice get so deep?
Notebook.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I joke, but my wife actually picks all sorts of manly movies when it's anniversary time. I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
This dinner movie, it's going to be romantic. We're going to go see Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Boom!
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm down with that. That's fine. I mean, why not?
Man, this is great. So many wonderful things. We found out that guys actually... No, the funny thing about the guys, though, is once one person...
Yeah.
...posted...
It takes one dude to comment and make a confession, and then all dudes come out of the woodwork like, yeah, bro!
Yeah, dude!
I can rally behind the notebook!
I can... Because then all the guys are like, dude, I'd rather hang out with girls.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, yeah. Because they all want me.
What's your P.S. I love you? Yeah, bro!
Yeah, I've seen that. I really appreciated the romantic tension in that one. What's next? Huh? Yeah, he's got a bleeding heart. I'm a hopeless romantic. How's
obviously
that for manly? What's up now?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We leave you.
We leave you.
But you can post all day long.
All day long.
Should be fun. I can't wait to read some of these posts.
Oh, man.
We had a fun show today, man.
We had a great show.
If you missed any part of the morning show, MyStaticRadio.com/morning. That's where you go. That's where you get... That's where you listen to our show in its entirety.
Yeah. So, this is Mateo.
Yep. Steve-O.
And we are signing off.
We are signing off until Sunday afternoon. We'll be broadcasting live from 4 to 6 p.m. on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque.
When my gloriously beautiful wife gets here.
And Christian Asoy.
Yes, but I'm not married to Christian Asoy. And Dawn's going to get here and her band's going to play.
Yeah, Christian Asoy will be here. Firefly's playing. Simulcast with Greg Laurie. It's called Harvest America, people.
If you
are an American,
you should
be here.
Be here. Or if you're even Canadian or Mexican,
be here too.
Be here.
It should be called Harvest World.
Harvest World.
Because we're harvesting the world.
Yes, we are. We better go.
Gosh, we should just
all
go.
All I can think about is Jurassic World now. That's all I can think about. We said world, and I was like, oh my gosh, Jurassic World, it's coming out.
We got it.
It's coming out in like 2 years. What am I going to do?
We promise. We'll stop talking now. We'll see you guys again on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on Calvary's campus. Harvest America, Christian Asoy, Fireflight, Greg Laurie, simulcasting from Philly.
Booyah.
Don't miss it. We got some fun stuff to give away while we're outside hanging out. We'll be out right by the skate park gearing up for Christian Asoy's skate demo. He's going to have a book signing. It's going to be sick, man.
It's
you don't
be
miss
super
it.
Awesome. If you missed anything this morning or any morning,
That's right. You
can go to mystaticradio.com/mornings and you'll see our podcast. Or if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, I'm sorry for you, but if you've got one, we have a free app on both of those markets.
Boom. You can also search podcasts for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes, sir.
And get it automatically downloaded to your phone every single day for free.
All right.
You're welcome. Until then, America.
Goodbye.
And good luck.
Did you cut me off?
Gosh, well, you keep trying to say goodbye, and I thought we were leaving, and I'm turning microphones
down.
Hang
on, look
at
this. We have 6 minutes.
Gosh, I want to go.
Play Journey one more time. And say goodbye. Now say goodbye, America.
Goodbye, America!
And good luck. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's all
good.
I wanted to say.
I was waiting for
We had a fight about that.
Okay,
We had a fight.
All right.
Let's just go.
See ya.